Welcome to Hit It Here Talk. I am Mariners Post. We are joined in Seattle M's Nation and special guest Mariners Choke back for the second time. We're glad to have him again. We have some bad news that Seattle Mariners updates. Looks like he will not be able to host anymore because he has a lot going on in his life. But we're trying to get him on eventually. Right now, the host will be me and M's Nation. We're going to have special guests every week. But let's get right into it. The Mariners have made a trade earlier today, sending Ben Gamel and Noah Zavala, right-handed pitcher in Single A.
Zavolas. He was a single. Zavolas.
And we got Domingo Santana from the Milwaukee Brewers. So let's discuss. What do you guys think of the trade?
You know what? Blow the damn franchise up like we were talking about. Let's restart.
I think that's what we're doing with this trade. I mean, it's a good trade. Domingo Santana, same age as Ben Gamel, has a little bit more pop than him. Same defensive skills. I mean, it's basically the same player, but Domingo Santana is a more productive player.
And he's Santana. Santana is more athletic player.
Let me finish.
Hey, stop it. One at a time.
Let me finish. And he will have team control when we, Gippotto says we are going to be competitive in 2021. And he will be a huge part of that if we are going to be competitive during those years, which I see unlikely because all our prospects won't be developed with Kelenic in that time. But what do you guys think of the trade?
Okay, so Ben Gamel, he was 5'11". I know that some people think this doesn't make a difference, but Domingo Santana is 6'5". That adds a level of height and athleticism into our outfield. Gamel, he was athletic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so sorry, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't know these types of things, dude. Like, if you're saying, like, how is the height, like, I believe you it's gonna help, but like, how is it gonna help?
Well, he's an outfielder. That gives him an ability to, like,
jump go the wall.
Gives him more athleticism because he's like Ben. He can lay out to make a catch, but since he's taller, that gives him an advantage.
I agree. I think he's a very sound defender. I've watched some highlights of him. I think he's pretty good. I think he's a good hitter. Only 26. He can still learn. Around the same age as Haniger and Marco and all those players you're trying to build around. I think it's a good trade. Didn't give up much. I think it's a low-risk, high-reward trade. And I'm just excited to see him play every day. And what it looks like, he'll probably play right field, probably shift Haniger over to left because he's a better defender than Haniger.
All right. So, guys, I pulled up some stats of this man. Let's look at 2018, the last year he played. 265 average, 20 walks, 20 RBI, 56 hits, 21 runs, 211 at-bats. And I don't think he played that much. Am I right?
Yeah, they had a stacked outfield. He didn't play that much.
He was on the bench a lot from what I've heard from Milwaukee fans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had Yelich and
killed it the year before that. He was pretty good in 2017.
Yeah, very productive player. On base percentage, I think it was .371 with a lot of pop. Just a really good overall player, and I'm glad we have him on the team. Let's talk about other Mariners news. We have signed Zach Roscup, left-handed specialist, to a one-year major league deal, another low-risk, high-reward deal. See if he can be with us on the long run, a little test. He had a really high, whiff percentage. Gippotto said he's a good strikeout pitcher, and basically going to be in the same role as Zach Duke last year, which really struggled. Hopefully we can find some success in the left-handed specialist, which we haven't had in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen this guy play, but I thought ERA might have looked a little high.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't had much of a chance in the MLB, like Gippotto said. We're trying to give him a real opportunity.
Was he a starter with the Dodgers? Or?
No, he was a bullpen. He only played 17 games last year.
Okay.
He's mostly known for his immaculate inning versus the Mariners in Seattle. That's the only thing he's known
for.
I was at that game, sadly.
Oh my god. All right, well, this guy, you know what? I think even though I don't expect much from this year, I'm still excited to see like a whole new roster and see what the guys can do, cuz I don't know. People might anything can happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think this roster is going to be fun to watch. I mean, Malik Smith, exciting player. Domingo Santana is an exciting player. Still got Mitch Haniger. Looks like he's not going anywhere. His outfield's really young and talented. I mean, I'm just excited to see what this new roster can do and see if DePoto's vision is, like, on the way of being successful.
I think we have a lot of speed on this roster. Like, look at – so there's D, Malik, Mitch is pretty fast. We lost Ben. Who else is fast? I'm forgetting.
J.P. Crawford.
Oh, right, right.
Domingo Santana's pretty fast.
Okay. All right.
Got to assume our utility man. Our utility man is going to be pretty fast.
I think there's Negron or Moore probably, right?
Well, Caleb Cowart is going to be a utility slash relief pitcher. I don't think he's going to be a full-time relief.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see Moore have a chance, though, because he had pretty good numbers in AAA. I just want to see him have a chance, you know, make the 25-man roster. And also official news, we are under 100 days until official MLB opening day, but under 90 days until we open the season against the Oakland A's in Tokyo. So, I mean, pretty exciting stuff. Baseball is just around the corner. We still have free agents like Machado and Harper. Do you guys think Harper's going to go to the Dodgers after this trade?
Right here.
Yeah, Harper's going to go to the Dodgers. It only makes sense. They got rid of Puig. They got rid of Matt Kemp. It's a salary deal. They're going for Harper.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think Machado lands? I personally see White Sox.
Phillies.
Really? They just got Gene, but I don't think Machado wants
Gene, to play He supposedly, Manny Machado, that is, he supposedly had like a 4-hour interview or like meeting with the Phillies. They showed him around the city. They did all that. Yankees, he was only there for 30 minutes or 1 hour. That could mean nothing, but I have a feeling that means a lot. They move.
I don't think the Yankees are going to get him.
They move Machado to third. They have Gene play short. And then they have the rest of the players. I don't even know who they have. I think they have Michael Franco.
They got Rhys Hoskins playing first. I know that.
That's a solid infield.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a 300 infield.
White Sox need a star player to, like, they already got Colomay, which is a good closer. White Sox just need a good star player to maybe build around, and I think Machado could be that.
I don't know why people are freaking out about Yonder Alonso getting traded to the White Sox. That really makes no difference. It's just his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law won't make that big of a difference on his impact.
Well, it'll make him win a championship is what MLB thinks. But also, guys, so this might be off topic, but Puig is on the Reds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think the Dodgers won that deal, in my opinion.
Wait, who else won? Well, no. Kemp?
Reds. Okay, it was Alex Wood, it was Matt Kemp, and it was Yasiel Puig.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They all have expiring contracts after this year.
I have a feeling that Wood will be inconsistent with the Reds. Mm-hmm. Yasiel Puig will get them. He'll help them sell tickets, essentially. And Matt Kemp will just kind of be an outlier like he always is.
Hey, David.
But the Dodgers got two prospects that I think the Reds were very high on.
Well, okay. The Dodgers got another catching prospect. They have like five catching prospects now. They're top 25, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're still looking for a catcher right now.
Who?
The Dodgers, because Grandal is gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, guys. I think this is going to be a crazy MLB season. And honestly, so do you think the Mariners can crack third in our division this year? Do you think?
Okay, honestly, I have a feeling we're going to do decent. Look at our roster up and down.
Could I think? I think we're definitely better than the Rangers, but I don't know. I think us and the Angels are probably about the same. I think we're just finishing Rangers, fourth and third.
Rangers have been in rebuild mode for like 5 years already, so we're way ahead of them.
Yeah,
I think. I think we're just gonna finish fourth or third. We're not gonna be in the playoffs. I think it's gonna be the same five teams. I think the same four teams, and then probably the Rays, not the A's. I don't think the A's are gonna make it again.
I think the Angels will be that good this season because you got to figure Ohtani is out for at least the first month of the season with his MCL thing.
More than that, isn't it? He's Tommy John.
Huh?
Doesn't he need?
Yeah, well, he can hit.
He can hit. He can hit, but he still needs rehab.
Yeah. Okay. Is that smart, though? I mean, you don't really want to mess.
I don't think so. Okay. All it takes is one, like, I don't know, bad swing, and he's out again.
Yeah.
It's not that safe.
Yeah.
The Angels aren't even, like, trying to, like, win now. I mean, they're still a good team.
The Angels are just trying to prove to Mike Trout why he needs to stay in L.A. That's their only purpose right now.
I think he's going to, but, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't see him moving anywhere else.
Well, he can move to his hometown team, the Phillies. That's been, like, a thing for months.
So, could you guys see this? Let's say Ohtani Fs up on a swing, gets hurt, or whatever. Do you think – or let's say he's pitching and he gets hurt again. Do you think if it didn't ever get better, they would just say, screw the mound, get in the batter's box, just like the DH maybe, like forever?
For the future? Yeah. Maybe.
Albert Pujols is basically probably going to retire after this season, so the DH spot opens for them.
Yeah.
I could see that. If he injures his arm again, I think they're going to be like, I think you're too good of a hitter to ruin a career on pitching. Maybe you should just stay a hitter,
Yeah.
Or just do like we were planning on doing with him and move him to the outfield. Playing him in the outfield a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Speaking of Japanese stars, what do you guys think about Kikuchi? DePoto seems very interested in the 27th
All-Star. That is.
January 2nd. We have until January 2nd to make a deal with him. Any team.
We got to make it happen. I don't know. See, I don't know. DePoto says it's a great fit, but I mean, he's basically like Haniger's age. I get that. The young building block, but I don't really think he's going to go to Seattle. I think he's just going to go to a team that wants to win.
I disagree. He's going to go to the team that's close to hometown, which is Japan. So if you like look in downtown Seattle, there's like a large Asian community. He'll want to come to Seattle or LA. That's why he's chosen all West Coast teams.
Yeah, and like also we have a lot of Japanese success here with Iwakuma and Ichiro. So
I mean, it makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
Or you could pull the he was BFS with Ohtani in high school and he could go to LA, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
So I think you guys talked about this. I'm sorry if you did. I didn't hear it. But what's the deal with the Machado things right now?
Well, he's going on a tour everywhere. I think he went to every city, and he said he'll make a decision after the new year.
Who said every city?
Well, every city that's interested in him. New York, Philly, and what's the other team? Yeah, Chicago.
Baltimore? No. Oh, God, I'm so stupid. Oh, my God.
No, I think he has to sign before Harper. If Machado signs... Because Harper wants to wait for Machado to sign, so then Harper's the highest paid player ever because that's super important to him.
How much is Machado asking for?
Probably 30 mil.
That's not even that much.
Well, Harper's asking for a lot.
People, according to Dan O'Dowd, who's like the GM on MLB Network, he says that they're asking for around 500 million.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
For Harper?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's if it's like years. His proposition was players like that are going to start off with 10-year, $500 million like offers, like what they want on the table, and it'll go down from there.
Good Lord. I just thought Harper, he's going to make so much money. And if he signed for like 9 or 10 years, it's not going to be worth it, you know? I think
that's not one benefit.
If the Dodgers get him for a 5-year deal, I think that's perfect for the Dodgers. because you don't want to have him locked in for 10 years like we did with Cano. And you don't want to pay him like $40 million every year. I think 5 years when they're still trying to win a World Series. And then Harper's value will still be up when he's a free agent again after the 5 years with the Dodgers. It just makes total sense. You know?
Well, my assumption is if he gets a 10-year deal, he'll have like two opt-outs in it. Like an opt-out after 5 years and an opt-out. Like that's what it would be. There would be multiple opt-outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. See, this Mariners news recently has been pretty dry, so we're just talking about every other Mariners stuff. I recently put out a post saying my top 10 prospects, which was at first Jared Kelenic, second Justice Sheffield, third Evan White, and fourth Justin Dunn, Julio Rodriguez, Toby Gilbert. What are your guys' opinions on that? Like, what do you think your top 10 prospects
are? While we're on the opinion of Jared Kelenic, how about what he did in Seattle this upcoming week? This week, actually.
What did he do?
He went to Seattle Children's and gave away a lot of stuff. He toured downtown Seattle.
Okay. Good guy.
He looked pretty good with that Mariners vest on, I'm just saying. I'm excited to have him here.
So, when are we going to call up, like, Lewis? Because I need to see that right now.
Well, that's the thing. Our outfield is pretty much set for the future now. We got Santana, we got Haniger, we got Malik. So now all the outfielders, the top outfield prospects, they have, like, nowhere to play.
So we trade him. Is that what you're saying?
No. Like, but he's talking about prospects like Bishop and Lewis. Prospects like Rodriguez and Kelenic aren't going to be up until 2022. And I think outfield will still have open spots. And those two are going to be – I think they're going to be real studs.
Bishop and Lewis will likely fight if, like, let's say next season, they'll fight for the fourth outfield spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of Bishop just because I don't think – like, okay, I like him. He's got great speed. He knows how to get on base. But I don't know, man. There's just something about Lewis that just keeps, like, attracting me to him. Like, the way he hits his swing, I just like it a lot.
Oh God. Post, I don't want to flame you here, but I think you told me differently over the season last year.
No, I said that Lewis is going to be better than Bishop.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I think Lewis, his injury was far more serious than Bishop's, and it'll set him back like a year or two.
I agree, but I still think that's why I didn't put Bishop in my top 10. I think Sours is better than Bishop.
His entire swing over. His injury.
I don't see Bishop's just a wild card, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if his skill set will translate to the MLB.
Our triple A outfield next season will be stacked. That's all I gotta say. It'll be Miller, Lewis, and probably Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Lewis is gonna play in double A this season.
He'll be up in triple A.
But like I think Braden Bishop might be like Ian Miller a little bit, which is great speed, but just stuck in AAA, you know?
How about Ian Miller? I saw this thing. He's been playing baseball nonstop since February. Mm-hmm. He played in the Winter League last year. He played in spring training, regular baseball, and now he's back in Winter League after Fall League.
I just think he's, what do they call it, an org type player? Well, he'll never make it to the MLB. I think he's going to be stuck in.
He'll be an Andreoli-esque player. He'll be called up, sent down, called up, sent down.
Guys, who was that really good? I think he played maybe the last few times the last month of the season. And he was, dang it, what was his name? I think we called him up, and he was hitting really good. And help me think of the name. He was playing the end of the season for us.
Christopher Negron?
Yes, Negron, whatever.
He's 32.
Oh.
I don't know about him.
Oh, damn it.
We traded for him. I think he'll probably be our utility man this year. He's good. I like him. But
it's between Dylan Moore, who's like 28. And
he's 26, I thought.
There's also Caleb Cowart, and then there's Dylan Negron. Not Dylan Negron, Christopher Negron.
Yeah.
I think Negron will get some playing time, but he's just not part of the long-term plan here.
okay, here, I have an interesting topic to bring up. Why the heck did we sign Zach Ross up instead of Eric Goodell? Eric Goodell is a free agent, and he had a 2 ERA with the Dodgers last season. Huh?
We don't have lefties in the pen.
Former Mariner.
I just think we needed someone like Zach Ruskup just for a year just to fill people out because we don't have a bullpen right now, you know? And we just signed him for 1 year. There's like no risk at all, you know?
See, the thing that makes me sad about this, Goodell played in 5 games for us. He had a 2-0 win-loss record, and he had a 1.23 ERA. So I feel like he would have been the better fit out of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, by the way,
the righties too. They're both righties.
Cower and Moore are both 26. Negron's 32.
We have a talented roster. That's all I got to say. I wouldn't put it past us to get 70-plus wins, 80 wins. I wouldn't put it past us.
And that's what Topoto said. We still have a talented roster, but it's not done yet. We're still going to trade a lot. We're going to trade Leak, that's for sure. Might trade, I don't know, people like Bradford, maybe. Healy, maybe. D. Gordon.
Roskup, if he performs well, he can be traded.
Dude, Healy.
Deadline. Same with Bruce. Thing. Bruce is going to be gone. Encarnacion is going to be gone.
I think Healy's going to stay with us.
Yeah, I agree, but he's not very good.
Bro, how can you say that?
Because he's had 2 years in the MLB, and he just looks like a person that can't get on base that hits 25 homers a year.
Oh, he gets on base?
No.
I feel like our organization needs to take a new approach going into spring training. Obviously, whatever we're doing right now only works for certain players and not all players.
Yeah, I mean, he had good years in Oakland. Healy did, but just this year it was terrible. On base percentage of 277, average of 235, OPS of 688. That's really bad. Didn't even crack 25 home runs. I mean, it was hard to watch him hit, which was just a ground ball to short.
Who?
Yeah. Healy.
Yeah, but
he's only 26. Did give him another chance.
His biggest moment was definitely the home run in Houston that saved that game for us.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I also put up a discussion this week saying who are you most excited to see play out of all the new Mariners. I want your guys' opinion.
Domingo Santana.
What was the question?
Who out of all the new Mariners, who are you excited to see play this season?
I'm excited to see Santana, and I want to see this Dodger guy. I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My answer was Malik Smith just because he's super exciting to watch.
Oh, really sorry. Fast. Okay. My front runner is J.P. Crawford. I need to see him.
Yeah. Also, Justice Sheffield, you know?
Well, is he going to start, though? Is he going
to? He's going to be in the rotation. Our rotation is really thin right now, so.
Okay.
I mean, we got Marco, Wade, Sheffield, Swanson.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that new catcher? I want to see him play, too.
Oh, Omar Navarro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He needs to improve defensively, like a lot.
Well, he's not going to be in Mike Zunino defensively, probably, but
he hits. He knows how to hit.
But he hits better than Zunino, so, well, I think everybody does, but.
Yeah.
Guys,
let's bring up an interesting topic. What if, let's just say, what if Jed Lowrie goes unsigned, headed into spring training? If you were Jerry Dipoto, would you sign him to a veteran's minimum? As a placeholder for J.P. Crawford and let J.P. develop.
I think we have to sign someone at shortstop. I don't think J.P. Crawford's ready right now. He's only 23. I mean, there's risk in playing him for a long-term injury or, he just can't develop. I think we should play him in AAA most of the year, call him up probably later in the season. But we've got to get a veteran shortstop. He's not ready. He's definitely not ready.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of upside, though.
One interesting option would be Brandon Phillips. I wouldn't mind seeing him play in a Mariners uniform.
Yeah, there's also people like we were talking about this earlier, wasn't it? Jose Reyes or Eric Ibar or someone like that.
Freddy Galvis, I think, is a free agent too.
Oh, I think Pittsburgh might pick him up.
Yeah.
Because I was there, and there were these guys. This is not a reliable source at all, but when I was in CNC Park, like 2 days ago, there were these guys in tuxes talking about Freddy Galvis. And they were like, I really like the man. Like, honestly, I don't even know if they work for the Pirates, but they said that, so I believe them.
Yo, Choke, you gotta break the news now.
What?
That Freddy Galvis is going to the
Pirates. He's gonna go to the Pirates, so. Also, my cigar wristband's floating down the Ohio River as we speak.
Hey, okay, yo. If you Crawford plays well, you gotta get JP on your wrist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
While we're on this topic of random teams, let's pick a team in the division and talk about them, okay? What do you guys think about the Astros adding Michael Brantley?
Good division. Good sign. I really like it.
How about the crazy trade, three-team trade, Jerks and Profar to the A's? What about that?
The Rangers won that. They got a lot of prospects, which is good for rebuilding that. International slot money. And isn't Profar free agent after this year?
I think Profar has multiple years of control. I'm not too sure.
But I just don't – I don't get it with the A's because I've been – you know, I follow A's fan pages, and they say this Franklin Barreto prospect they have is ready to be a full-time starter. And I don't think they don't like the move, really.
Profar isn't a free agent until 2021, so he has some control in some control left.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I remember right, Barreto isn't even that good. He has like a 120 career batting average in the MLB, and he played 100 games.
Oakland fans seem to be high on him. I was looking at former top prospect list, and he was up there a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys think that we are done making major deals, or does DePoto have more tricks up his sleeve?
Not until next year. Not until next year. Encarnacion is going to be gone.
Unless we sign Kikuchi, then we're done for the rest of 2018.
All right. Also, when does the spring training start exactly?
Ours starts earlier this season because we have to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to pull it up.
Maybe. It usually starts on
Friday,
right?
Yeah. Also, something interesting. Mariners are going to be playing an exhibition game at Safeco. Oh, sorry, my bad. T-Mobile Park.
Oh.
At Safeco. At Safeco with, like, all the top prospects.
I can't go to that, which sucks.
By the way, you just said T-Mobile, and then you said Safeco again right after it. So, just do me a favor and don't call it T-Mobile, because I don't think
anybody's going to. I'm never going to. Okay, yeah, let's talk about this. T-Mobile Park.
It sucks. I'm sorry. It's god-awful.
It's always going to be Safeco to me. I'm never going to stop calling it Safeco,
well,
even when I go there.
25 years, and it's going to be T-Mobile, dude. And you know what? It could have been anything. It could have been Boeing. Hell, it could have been Starbucks. I don't care. But why T-Mobile?
Okay, boys, I got you a date. I got you a date. Spring training officially starts February 21st versus the A's.
Okay.
Don't pitchers and catchers report earlier than that?
Yeah, they report like February 4th or the 11th.
That's exciting. But, yeah, T-Mobile Park. I mean, the pink lights, it's definitely controversial. But, I mean, it's just I'm never going to stop calling it Safeco. It's been Safeco for so long, you know? When I think of that stadium, I think Safeco. I don't think T-Mobile. So I know the name is T-Mobile. It's always going to be Safeco in my head.
Yeah, I agree.
The majority of the fan base really hates it, too. The Mariners had to take down that T-Mobile Park field post like five different times due to like huge, huge dissing comments.
Wait, what happened?
Well, the Mariners, the PR, or, like, social media people had to take down the post since people were, like, dissing the new name so hard. They're, like, calling it all types of names, dissing it. So the Mariners, they, like, took down the post five different times.
Yeah, Yeah, and the fans definitely don't like it. The stadium itself is not really going to change the inside. It's just going to be, like, changing the signs, putting pink lights in the little thing of the roof.
You know what sucks, though? You know what sucks? Is that, I don't, I post, you might have mentioned this, I don't know, but that big, giant Safeco Field lettering in center field.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone, bro. That was, like...
Above the bleachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to Cooperstown or some, like, billionaire is going to buy that. Because I want it to stay in Seattle somewhere.
I bet Bezos should buy it.
Yeah, that'd be cool to have somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be weird going to that. Because I'm going to go probably a few games next year. But, like, it's going to be weird going to T-Mobile Park instead of Safeco Field.
The benefit of rooting for a trash team or, like, a rebuilding team is that tickets will be cheaper. So that's the only benefit. You get to watch the players develop at a lower cost.
That's true. Because we're going to lose a lot of games this year. So,
well,
if we play well, I don't think it will be until after the All-Star break.
Is that right? I thought it was going to be flip-a-roo.
I mean, don't we always play well before the All-Star break anyway?
Well, yeah, because it's going to switch around, isn't it? Okay. I read this tweet. They made a very good point. If the Mariners are going through a rebuild, air quotations, wouldn't that make them better? Because every year we add on, we suck. So this year, hypothetically, since we're rebuilding, we should be good, right?
Yeah.
Because every year it's flipped. So this year, instead of being bad, it'll be like the Seahawks. We do good. So I don't know.
I don't think we're going to do good.
Oh, the Seahawks. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not talking about football here.
I have an idea. Let's talk about football the last 10 minutes, and we could talk about NFL. We can talk about any other thing.
All right.
Well, I think we've been talking about baseball for about 30 minutes. Let's talk about football. If you guys don't enjoy football, just skip probably somewhere to the end.
Okay, let's talk about the Seahawks picking up former Crimson Tide stud running back, Bo Scarborough.
Oh, my.
Rashad Penny is a game-time decision. If he does not play, Bo Scarborough will suit up and get his first action in Seahawks green.
Not going to play.
Hey, M Nation, you remember that 2016 Peach Bowl, what he did to us?
He ran over our defense.
I know.
And that was a good defense, too.
That was a very good.
College is not the same as the NFL,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, knock it off.
Hey, okay. Bo Scarborough had a few good games in preseason. I don't even know why the Dallas Cowboys cut him.
I don't either. It's stupid. All right.
Because they have Ezekiel Elliott.
Let's take a look at the playoff picture for Seattle. Let's see. Let's say, M's Nation, we lose against the Chiefs. What's it going to look like for us?
Well, then it's going to get a little bit sketchy. Because we need a win. And we need to rely on other teams to lose this week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to get a little bit iffy for us. I have a feeling if we lose this week and we win next week, we'll still make it in. But it'll be tighter. It'll be a tighter race.
Okay. So who do we need to lose then?
I saw a tweet on it. I think we either need Minnesota, Redskins, or some other team to lose. I forgot where it was.
Eagles. Eagles need to lose.
Yeah, how about the Eagles? Okay, they're actually doing good.
Oh, I don't think they're going anywhere, even with full.
All right, they're not. Dallas is winning the division. I think you guys are going to play Dallas in the first round. I think
we're going to play the Bears.
No, you're not going to get the sixth seed. You're going to get the fifth seed.
Because, you know,
I think the Bears are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
Vikings aren't going to hold on to that last wild card spot. Let's all agree on that. No way they hold on to that.
They're going
to
choke. Let's flip it around. Fuck this. Let's talk college football. All right.
Rose Bowl.
Let's start with the good old granddaddy of them all in Pasadena, California, the Rose Bowl.
So I think we all know somebody who's going to that, don't we?
That would be me. That would be me.
You gotta interview one-on-one. You gotta talk with Miles Gaskin.
You're not gonna be able to talk to Miles Gaskin.
I think Post might just be angry that we have a shot.
You have a shot, but it's also Urban Meyer's last
so
game.
So what?
Did you hear what Urban Meyer is going to be teaching at Ohio State right after he gets he like steps down?
What? He's going to be a teacher?
Yeah, he's going to be a teacher. But the irony of it, I think he got in trouble for something, right?
Yeah.
Like leadership or something. He's going to become a leadership teacher now, even though he can't lead a team.
Can't lead a team. He's had a lot of success at Ohio State.
I forgot. There's like some controversy that got him in this place first. That's the main reason he's stepping down. And now it's like all ironic that he's teaching a class.
I thought he was about stepping down because of health.
What's the opposite? Huh? What's he teaching?
Leadership.
Oh.
And I think somebody, I think like his assistant coach or something, got in trouble for doing something and he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Character in leadership class.
All right, so let's give score predictions for the Rose Bowl. We'll start with MZ.
I don't know. It's going to be a close game. I'm going to go 35-31.
Who?
Huskies.
That's right.
Huskies.
Joke.
Predictions?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't – it's really hard to say. Honestly, so many things play into this game because you got to look at how motivated the players are. Are they angry that they didn't make the playoffs and they're going to come and play hard? Are they unmotivated because Urban Meyer's leaving and then maybe they're just going to, you know, fall apart? I think because Haskins passes the ball too well, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. But – I also do think it's going to be close, and I think that Huskies take it 28-24.
Okay, my prediction. I think it's going to be a close game. Huskies, great defense. Ohio State, great offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, man, it's going to be close.
Husky offense is iffy, though.
Jake Brown is not good anymore. We can all agree on that. And I think, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be low scoring. Low scoring for college. So it'll be 27-23. I think the Ohio State players are going to play with passion. It's their coach's last game. I think Ohio State's going to take it. No offense, guys.
Hater.
No offense, but like,
Haskins is going to go crazy since he got snubbed out of the Heisman race.
I think just the Ohio State's playing for more. I know it's Jake Brown and Miles Gaskin's last game, but just like an emotional game for Ohio State, you know? End of an era.
Well, it's the end of the era for the Huskies, too, if you think about it, because Gaskin, their best running back in years, is leaving. So I think there's going to be intensity on both sides.
It's going to be an exciting game to watch. Let's also give playoff predictions. We got Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Who do you think is winning it all this year?
You know what? I'm going to say this, and it's bold, but I'm going to say it. I think I got Oklahoma in the upset against Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think they're pissed about last year, and the way Alabama kind of choked against Georgia a little bit. I think that Oklahoma can really step it up.
But Oklahoma's defense is so bad.
I know. That's my next point. Their defense is bad, so I don't know. But, you know, if Tua's playing, he's kind of hurt. And then if Hurts is in, it's kind of a different story. So I think Oklahoma's going to win still, though. Close game.
Can we all agree that Clemson's going to knock up Notre Dame?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here's who I got. I got Clemson and Oklahoma for the exact same reason Choke said. Alabama, they're playing with a beat-up QB. He just had surgery, I believe, and he's getting back into it, and I think he's being rushed back in a way, which I don't really know why.
Yeah.
I think – okay, well, who do you have winning then, Oklahoma or Clemson?
I have a feeling Kyler Murray has more – it's like – he's going to go crazy. He's out to prove a point. He won the Heisman. He was drafted first overall by the A's. He has a point to prove. He's going to win it.
Wow. Oklahoma wins. I think Clemson's winning it all. I think they're just too good.
Versus who?
Well, you got it. You got
versus who?
Oh man, see, there's two ways this Alabama Oklahoma game will go. Alabama's offense is gonna choke, or Oklahoma's defense is just—they're just overwhelmed and they're gonna give up 50 points, you know? Because I think Alabama can hold Oklahoma to 30.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you have to look at the Oklahoma wide receiver core too. They have like three NFL like ready.
I got Alabama just be different from you guys, but also just because they're the best team in football in college football right now. And I think Clemson's going to get the revenge and win against them.
Okay. While we're on the topic of college sports, let's talk about the Huskies' newest commitment for basketball.
Oh, that's right. I forget the guy's name, but I know he's from Kentucky and he's ready to play.
Quad Green, point guard.
Yes, I think we're going to have a really good young team next year. I don't know if he's young, but we're going to have, you know, Thibault is going to be gone. Crisp is going to be gone. Dickerson is going to be gone. It's going to be like the Mariners kind of, except we're going to be better.
Okay. Let's switch from college basketball real quick. And let's talk about next year's Pac-12. Because we don't know what the Huskies are going to be next year.
No.
A lot of players leave.
Here's an interesting argument we had on video chat the other night. Do you think, this being the audience, that the NCAA should expand the college football bracket playoff?
Oh, good question. Good.
I think you guys already know my argument on this. I think yes, yes, and yes. 18.
Give us why. Why?
It's more fun.
Okay, I'm mixed on this. One, I agree. It's more fun. It's a lot more fun. Other teams get shots. But also, it makes me angry is what they're going to end up doing is – actually, you know what? I thought they were going to take away most of the New Year's Six Bowls as playoffs, but I think they're actually talking about playing the games at universities.
Yeah, which would be intense.
Yeah.
You know, home.
Oh, playoffs. Yes.
It's just more fun. We have all Power 5 conference winners, a school like UCF that deserves to be in there, and then two wild cards are like the two best – teams that didn't win championships. I think it's just more fun.
And then you get the best group of five team mixed in.
Like I said, UCF.
UC, yeah. And then I think, yeah, they said the top four, obviously, and then you get the Power 5 conferences, blah, blah, blah. Then some at-larges, two at-larges, and the best group of five.
Do we think, speaking about UCF, we're switching topics again. Do you think UCF will beat LSU?
Yes, because LSU has half their defense out in that game.
Yeah, well, LSU, they're going to get ready for the draft.
LSU had a crazy game versus Texas A&M. 72 points scored, over 140 total.
I think it's an emotional game for UCF because it's Mackenzie Milton's out, and I think they're just going to rise up because they want to go for two straight years on the feet and prove why they should be in the college football
playoff. Just want to shut everybody up is what they want to do. They didn't get to do that last year. Well, they did against Auburn, but I don't know. I know it's hard. You couldn't really put them in the top four because their resume, but I really do think that they could put up a battle with some of these teams.
I just want exciting games. I want to see UCF play Alabama, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I do too. I mean, well, it's annoying.
They should have a preseason. They should have like a preseason game of that. That would be really interesting and would sell tickets.
They should schedule a non-conference game because Alabama's non-conference is so bad. And that's why they just walk into the playoff every year.
Yeah, well, they play Citadel and they win and then they're in.
They play, Chattanooga or something like
that. Chattanooga, Citadel.
Like, make them play a good Power 5 team or UCF.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, okay, but here's another thing. This is what's catching minds right now. UCF just turned down a home and home with the University of Florida.
They did.
So that's another chance for them to really get in the playoff. Actually,
I would totally watch that. Why would they turn that down?
I think it was because it was two games at Florida and one at UCF, and they didn't think it was fair. But people are saying it's because they're pussy and they can't hang. But I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I think good episode today, guys. Thank you for listening to Hit It Here Talk. I am Mariners Post, Dan Seattle Arms Nation, and thank you, Mariners Joe. Great discussions we had today. Hope you guys really enjoyed, and we'll see you next week. Go Ems.
Bye-bye.
Go Ems.